Hello, I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil.
And this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Now let's talk more about stress and a report by the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. It's found that the number of people who are suffering from stress in the UK is increasing.
So why is that?
Well, it seems that the economic problems we're all facing are mainly to blame.
So, Rob, I guess it's the high prices of things like food and petrol that's worrying people.
Well, not just that. It's stress in the workplace that's the biggest issue. This report discovered that it's become the number one cause of long-term workplace absence.
And what's causing this stress?
Again, it's the financial situation, as we can hear from the BBC's John Moylan.
The world of work is rarely stress-free, but now there's fresh evidence of the impact that the tough economic climate is having on employees. According to this annual report, in workplaces across Britain, the downturn is taking its toll. There's a particular problem in the public sector. 50% of public sector firms say that stress-related absence has increased in the past year.
Now he's saying the current economic climate is tough, it's hard, and this is having an impact on employees or staff and businesses. So the picture isn't good, and half of the UK's public sector companies have reported a rise in employee absence caused by stress.
And that's interesting, because jobs in the public sector are traditionally seen as more stable and secure than those in the private sector. So how exactly is the poor economic situation affecting the workplace?
Well, let's hear more from John Moylan on what the report says are the reasons for this increase.
The main causes they cite are organisational change. With staff numbers being cut, workloads are also a problem, as are concerns over job security. The survey found that employers planning to make redundancies are more likely to report an increase in mental health problems among their staff.
So it's organisational change, or change in the structure of the workplace. That's the main problem.
And this includes cutting the number of staff, and that leads to increased workloads for others. And everyone's worried about how secure their job is.
The other worrying factor is employers who are planning to make redundancies have reported an increase in mental health problems in their staff.
And staff are also concerned that if they lose their job, they won't find another one.
So what can be done to reduce this stressful situation?
Well, the report's made some recommendations for managers on how to help their staff. It says companies should have a plan or a strategy in place to help staff. Offering counselling is one option.
Well, the economy doesn't look like improving very soon, so the problem of stress in the workplace looks set to stay.